Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with a cool update. Colin Woodall joins us in just a moment.
Superior Livestock Auction presents the Video Royale, July 27th through the 31st, offering 137,000 head. Monday's Fort Worth offering includes Southern and South Central calves, yearlings, and Holsteins. Wednesday in Winnemucca offers calves, yearlings, and bred stock from the Rocky Mountain and Western states. Thursday highlights weaned calves and calves on cows from the best ranches in the Western U.S. And wrapping up the auction on Friday are weaned calves and calves on cows from Oregon and Washington. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com today.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
The clock's ticking on mandatory country of origin labeling. Already a vote to repeal mandatory cool has occurred in the U.S. House. It's being looked at by the U.S. Senate, but there's a lot of folks that continue to say we don't have to hurry at this point. But Colin Woodall, the lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says we're getting closer every day to a retaliation number set by the World Trade Organization that they'll authorize Canada and Mexico to use against the U.S. Once that number set and the retaliation begins, we'll be stuck with that retaliation for quite some time to come. So, indeed, the clock's ticking.
That's exactly right. When you look at what we're dealing with here, it has been made very clear to us by both Canada and Mexico that they have full faith that the numbers that they have submitted to the WTO are ones that will be approved. And as soon as they get the okay from the WTO, they will commence retaliation against the U.S. beef industry and many other industries that they have outlined as potential products to have a tariff placed on that product as it's imported. Now, everybody needs to understand that a tariff is basically a tax. And for beef, we're looking at a 100% tax on our product. That will, in effect, shut down the trade that we have with Canada, which continues to be one of the top five markets for the export of U.S. beef. That's unacceptable to us, especially after such a strong vote in the House where we had 300 House members vote to repeal cool. Now we need the Senate to take similar action in order to prevent this retaliation.
So, how does the U.S. prevent retaliation?
This is one of the things that bothers us because there are still groups that continue to think that there's a way to negotiate a fix to country of origin labeling. The House did the right thing. They passed full repeal of cool for beef, pork, and chicken, and they did it in a bipartisan fashion. We have looked at this from every different angle. There is only one way to prevent retaliation, and that is full repeal of cool. There have been some talks about putting a voluntary system in place, but doing so through legislation, the Canadians and the Mexicans have said that that does not work. So it doesn't matter who thinks that's a good idea. As long as the Canadians and Mexicans still continue to push back, the WTO will rule in their favor. So ultimately, we have to ask, what will the Canadians and the Mexicans and the WTO accept? And they've made it very clear they will only accept full repeal of cool, period.
In the Senate, something's got to happen. We've got to get some movement. Pat Roberts, the chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, very strongly in favor of simple repeal, a la what was done in the House of Representatives already. You've got Debbie Stabenow, previous chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, who continues to talk about negotiations or some sort of a fix. As Woodall has said, it doesn't look like the Canadians or Mexicans are interested in Ms. Stabenow's ideas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make your plans now to attend the 4th Annual Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention at the Woodward Convention Center on August 6th. The theme, Reserves, Regulations, and Resources, will be evident throughout the day with three panel discussions on relevant topics. They include environmental issues facing the Tri-State Regional Energy Market Panel, analysis of Regional Oil and Gas Market Panel, and Cushing Oil Terminal Overview of Operations Panel. Each panel is filled with industry experts. For more information, visit the website at tsogc.com. The Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention in Woodward, Oklahoma, August 6th at the Woodward Convention Center.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.